Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Patricia Weber is here. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Pat is a longtime friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the top sales coaches on the planet. She helps people like you and me make sure that we put our best foot forward, and she wants to talk to us about how to do that in 2009. Pat Weber, welcome back to the show.
It's so good to be here, Jim, even if I am on my front porch.
Yeah, you were telling me about it. Well, whatever it takes, Pat.
I know.
whatever it takes, we appreciate you. Hey, Pat, are you glad to see 2008 go?
Are
you glad to see 2008 get behind us?
Yeah, definitely was a challenging year from business and personal, but it ended up being a fairly good year when I look back at it, but I'm really looking forward to 2009. Really, really am.
Why are you looking forward to 2009? What is it about 2009? 2008. I'm going to call 2008 the year of the whiplashes.
Okay. I was.
And 2009 though, I don't think is going to be the year of the whiplashes. I think it's just going to be a tough year. What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm not sure because I started my business in a recession back in 1990.
Yeah.
And I only have become jaded about recessions and selling because I listen to the media too much. I mean, I haven't this year.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you got to be careful.
That's why I think, because I said, thank God they already announced it now. You know, I started talking about it in February,
yeah,
and everybody on the media wasn't putting it right there in front of us. So, I mean, all year I've been selling for a recession, but that's why I think 2009 is going to be really, really great, because now they've announced it, people can admit it, they can let it go and move on.
Well, they're already saying, even the people who are saying that we still got some bad stuff to come, and
mm-hmm,
even those people, When they're pushed into saying how long, even those people are just basically talking about the first 3 to 4 or 5 months. Even those people are not saying the whole year. And well, I'm with you. It's in some ways. See, I predicted. In fact, one of my 2008 predictions was that we actually already were in a recession last December.
Yes, we were.
But of course, I predicted that in January, but we didn't know it until September. But the thing is that I think it's in a way it's good that we've had that much of one, and that I think that's making people believe that we're ready to get this thing behind us. And I believe that the first half of the year, and I can't sugarcoat this, Pat, I think the first half of 2009 is going to be a tough year for the economy. It may not be a tough year for Wall Street, but Wall Street and Main Street are not the same things.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be a tough year for the economy, but I believe that there are a number of things in the works that will make the second half actually start to pick up. And what I'm hoping people will do, what I'm expecting will happen, will be that we'll have some momentum in the second half of 2009 to take us into to 2010.
Well, I'll take that prediction. I like that, Jim.
Yeah. Well, there are some whiplash opportunities out there. I mean, if the car companies, you know, if something ugly happens to the car companies, if the foreclosures are worse than we thought, you know, if there's some kind of an attack, obviously there are some opportunities. But notwithstanding those things, basically all we got to do now is pay for the damage that was done in 2008. We just got to pay for that.
if what you're saying, Jim, about the car companies, you know, just because they have now this money that we are giving them in the U.S., doesn't mean they're going to make it.
Well, no, that's true. That's exactly the correct case. That's exactly the case.
I think it has more to do with their leadership than anything.
Yeah, yeah. So. I think you're right. And so and there's nothing anybody can do about that. Now, one of the things that small business owners have to do, I think, at this point, Pat, is they have to look around them and say, okay, what's real that I can do something about?
That's right.
And what's real that I can't do anything about? And what is just hysteria that I obviously don't need to participate in? And I think and then when you can identify those three areas, then you can focus on the things that you can actually do something about. And Definitely. And that ought to be what you're really good at. What do you think?
I like that framing of the whole thing.
I've been using these two terms, focus on positive reality, not negative hysteria.
That's good. That's good. I like
so,
that.
So how what are you telling your clients, the people that you're working with, and your sales clients?
I actually just got an email this morning from someone who has a direct marketing team and has said that normally when they're selling and their team is selling, everything is going fine, but they sell home decor items. And, of course, you know, in the big scheme of things, when there is a recession, well,
right.
Once finally people admit it, there's not necessarily going to be an ease of a purchase of things that you just want and not necessarily need. However, people do still buy. I mean, I took my car in for service, and both my husband and I have a Lexus, and I asked our salesman of, I guess, almost 12, 15 years now, how's sales? He says, well, it was a little bit even from this month to last month. So they didn't lose any sales.
Yeah.
And that's you know, a Lexus is a kind of a luxury car.
Right.
So
right.
If people are still spending that kind of money, then they're probably going to still spend on things like home decor or any other product.
Well, that guy, I bet that guy, though, realizes that everybody's not a prospect for a Lexus.
Yeah, and I think...
And he focuses on the people who are.
Who are, exactly. So
isn't that a...
That's funny you said that.
Well, see, that's
tell this gal, that's the first thing you need to do.
Yeah.
Is really qualify the people you're doing these meetings for, these parties for, however you bring it in.
The phone book is not a prospect list for a small business. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Pat Weber. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, askjim.biz, and jimsblog.biz. That's the website, the knowledge base, and the blog. But if you'll just go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can find everything there, including the blog, including the knowledge base, including the way to subscribe to my free newsletter. I hope you'll check that out. And, of course, you can RSS everything, and you can listen to the interviews that I do with these smart people like our good friend Pat Weber. You can listen to them over and over again. You can podcast them. You can download them. You can stream them. Whatever you like, we got it there for you, and it's all free, thanks to our corporate partners. Pat Weber, is our guest. She's the America's number one sales coach for introverts. Pat, is 2009... By the way, give us your website and tell us how we can find you.
Patricia-Weber.com.
One
Weber
B.
With one B, like in the grill. Yeah.
Yeah, check it out. Pat, how is 2009 going to be for introverts?
You know what? I think...
Isn't 2009 going to be a take-no-prisoners kind of year? Is that the way introverts operate?
A what kind of year?
Take no prisoners.
Okay.
Sharp elbows.
I think it can be a great year if we remember, as introverts, we've got a lot of power as salespeople, as business owners who have to sell, as marketing people, because part of what's going to be needed to do is to continually build your relationship with anybody who is a true connector for you, to people who could buy from you or a true prospect from you. It might take a lot of follow-up for reasons other than saying, so are you ready to buy? And I think that that's one of the strengths that introverts have because, you know, first of all, we just don't like to have idle chit-chat. We like to have conversations that are meaningful and that can build that relationship. So this is the perfect opportunity to be just who you are and mm-hmm. know that people are taking a little longer to make decisions, taking a little longer to get that money out of their wallet or checkbook. And so why not continue to be who you are, build the relationship, and know that probably by, I don't know, a few months, mid-year, three-quarters of the way, somebody is going to buy from you because you took the time to build that friendship.
Are you saying that introverts are more likely to at least appear to be genuine, and this is a time when people want that kind of, at least they want to believe that they're dealing with somebody who really is honest and wants to do the right thing?
I think both extroverts and introverts can do that, but it usually
No, I know extroverts. I'm not dissing the extroverts. I'm just saying,
okay.
Do you think that that's a trait of an introvert?
Yes, it is.
That they're more likely to be that way just by their nature. I guess is what I'm saying.
That is exactly correct. It is our nature. We're not about connecting with 100 people at a networking event.
Right, right.
We're about, you know, thinking it through. Well, if we know about selling, we're about thinking it through. Who do we want to meet and develop some kind of friendship and relationship mm-hmm. with? And so because right now people aren't so quick to part with their money, their checkbook, mm-hmm. then that makes it a natural time to just, you know, be who you are and move with the flow. And then by the time things happen, you'll be waiting right there because your customer or your prospect is going to say to themselves and finally to you, you know, I know you've been staying in touch with me for several months now, and now things are easing up a little bit, and I really do want that.
Or need.
You know,
I think this may be a lesson that small business owners can take from introverts, because what you're saying is introverts, well, we all know, Pat, that mm-hmm. selling is a numbers game. You got to kiss a lot of toes before you get your prince or your princess. I think that's the case. But the thing is, small business owners don't have to kiss everybody. They have to kiss the toads that are the most likely to do business with them, the qualified toads. Walmart can kiss everybody. The phone book is their prospect list. A small business not only isn't the phone book isn't their prospect list, they can't even think about serving all those people. They only have to have a small number of people to be successful. Relative to the entire population of the market.
Yes, exactly.
And so,
right.
and isn't that what you're saying? That's what you were saying about introverts. And so, I think that's a lesson. Yes, it is a numbers game, but it's not just seeing a lot of people. It's seeing a lot of the right people.
That's exactly what I'm saying, and that's why I think I'm not saying extroverts don't do this, but I'm just saying it's kind of a natural thing. We really are hardwired as introverts to think things through more, but we get pulled along into our whole extroverted way of doing business, so we don't often take the time to plan and think it mm-hmm. through. Like you're just saying, who do you want to meet? Who is the right connector for you, someone to put in your contact sphere to make it easier for you to meet what you just said, the fewer amount of people that are likely to buy from you. So,
Pat, I need your website one more time.
Patricia-Weber with 1B.com.
She's the best, ladies and gentlemen. Pat, thanks for being here. Good job today. Happy New Year. Let's have a good 2009 together. What do you think?
I think we can all shine in 2009.
I like that. Thanks, Pat. Happy New Year. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Here's Barbara Lewis to take us out.
Back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.